Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
We are in the middle of first semester of school. It's always speaker season. There's always reasons to have speakers for different things at school, different events. Place you'd want to go to would be Mid-America Speakers Bureau. Bill's a part of this.
Part of this. The Bureau is incredible. Tyler Carlson, Central City.
Tyler.
Getting stuff done. Talked to him on the phone yesterday.
You did? How was he?
Talked to him on the phone yesterday about these helping me out with the hotel situation when I speak out in Curtis, Nebraska in December.
So he does that too.
That's my point. He does it all.
He helps the speakers with that sort of thing?
Yes, he does. And then also, so he's able to promote, help out where we're going. So they know right away. Bill will be there the night before. He'll be there that morning. So he's all set up. When he shows up, we want to have this, and this ready. He does all the contracts like that. So if you're the one doing the hiring, it's not kind of like, well, yeah, this is the guy. Now you reach out to Bill. No. He does all that.
Wow.
It has it all set up like that. It's so smooth.
Would you, Steve,
you need to get on there. You'd be on there. You would do well.
Would you consider yourself high maintenance?
What's that? I don't think. No, I'm pretty low maintenance.
We can ask Tyler.
You strike me as low maintenance.
I'm pretty low maintenance in that area.
You strike me as almost dangerously low maintenance.
It's kind of like there's some.
Why does Bill sleep in his car?
Yeah. I'll get it. So it's fine. It's fine. I'm going to be there. It's fine. Yeah, there's not a lot of. I don't give him this one, too. Like people, like what, concerts and stuff or bands like that. I need 3 bags of peanut M&Ms. I need 2 Diet Cokes. I need a Twinkie. I need don't need anything. I don't ask for one thing. No, just get it there and speak.
I need my own parking spot.
Yeah. The website. Yeah. Okay. All right, Stan Show. It's easy now. The website, MidAmericaSB.com. Speakers Bureau. Tyler Carlson.
Thank you, Tyler.
You know what would just happened? It was weird, Bill.
What?
Jake. Bill said, we need a number 13 team. Just out of the blue, we went 1 through 7.
We went through six or seven, yeah.
And Bill said we need 13. And Jake was strangely ready for that.
He was. There was no conversation. And he goes, Minnesota.
Yeah. And it's really strange. They scream 13.
It's like he did this last night. Elizabeth, I'm gonna do the top. I'm gonna go 1 through 18 quick, and I got Minnesota at 13.
I was in near panic mode.
There was no conversation
about
that.
They're a team
that
is not like horrible. They're not good. So that screams 13 to me. Michigan State could be 13 also. That's why they're 12.
For some reason, you tried to liven it up
Minnesota.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Changed it up a little bit. Yeah. And Jake nailed it.
Just nailed it.
Thank you.
It just also shows we know the Big Ten pretty well. Got a pretty good feel on what's going on.
I watch ball.
I watch track ball. Do you watch BTN a lot?
I don't, actually. I mean, unless it's a game. I don't watch their studio stuff.
I like their studio stuff. I love their, if you get a chance to watch like their Saturday review or the later in the day, yeah. That's really good.
100, yeah.
Because it's just Big Ten, you get a chance they talk. But then also you find out about Purdue, find out about Northwestern, find out about some different teams.
100%. That's why I asked. I try to catch some of those shows, especially on Sunday, to get caught up.
We're going to have a somewhat annoying yet interesting topic the rest of the season following Nebraska and Penn State. I got an email yesterday. I get this from, I don't subscribe to any sort of betting services. It is emailing once in a while.
Okay.
It's early. Now, it said that if James Franklin were to be fired or depart from Penn State, top odds right now, Matt Rhule for that job. 2-1.
Top odds.
It says if he were to be fired.
Matt Rhule is
numero uno at 2-1 odds.
Where'd you get this?
I got a betting service that emailed me this list.
So you don't want this. You don't have to say
no.
Name
I'm not going
the,
to. Okay. Been in trouble with that in the past.
I got it. 2-1. And who else is on the list?
Yeah, give us some other numbers.
Okay, here we go. Bill O'Brien 3-1.
Okay.
He did something good there, but man, it's just been a disaster.
Kurt Cignetti 6-1 odds at Penn State. Mm-hmm. Manny Diaz at Duke 7-1.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Urban Meyer, 9-1. Would he go to Penn State?
Well, if you're gonna take a job, because also the Penn State is different now. All those jobs are different because it used to be Penn State. Who do you play every year? We play Michigan and Ohio State every year. It's still hard, but every year. You don't play them every year now. So Penn State is a top 1, 2, or 3 job. And can you win a national championship there? Yes. 100, you can win a national championship.
Is Urban wanting to get back in?
I don't think that is the case at all. I don't think that's the case at all. But no matter what, there was a time when Saban was rolling and threw about his first 2 or 3 national championships, maybe in the fourth one, he won 6 at Alabama, 7 total, was that every year it was he's going back to the NFL. That was the narrative. So right now, Urban Meyer's name comes up all the time. The other name that comes up all the time on every job now is John Gruden.
Yep. He's right now 18-1 on these odds. Okay. I don't know if I buy that one.
Now, first of all, Nebraska fans right now are edgy listening to us talk about this. First of all, they have to fire Franklin.
Yes.
That requires $56 million. Okay. I'm not convinced it'll happen. Now, Bill, Jake, if it spins out of control, like now they've lost 2. What if the number's 5?
That'll be different.
Preseason number 2 goes 7-5. That'd be rough.
Does he weather that storm in part because it's $56 million to fire?
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, I mean money's. I mean, the difference is though. It's kind of like here's what I go down to. If you feel so absolute that you don't have the proper leadership, then you really can't afford also to keep him.
Can't afford not to fire him, right?
You can't afford not to fire him. Mm-hmm. If you're like going, guys, I know it's going to cost us money. So what we did was we made a ridiculous error years back and just being like, hey, we're going to give it like those 10 year contracts. Those are the ones like is it, oh wow. Why did you guys do that?
Can't do that now.
Can't do that now.
Can't do it now. It'll change. That'll change.
But everything changed when the rev share they took $20.5 million out of your own budget, mm-hmm. and that is brutal. Mm. Absolutely. Yes. Do I think that's a factor? Absolutely.
See, I don't. First of all, you don't want to get the cart before the horse, which people are doing already. There's hot, like these hot boards. He's not even fired.
No, that's why it's funny. But I think it's gonna be annoying but interesting the whole rest of the year.
It's kind
if Nebraska
annoying.
Does well, if Penn State suffers, it's going to get louder and louder about Matt Rule.
His record, Franklin's, against the top 10, is it? Or top 25 is 4-21.
And Rule's not very good. Rule's had issues also against the top 25.
Right, so you'd have to sell that to the fan base. I don't know. I get it. I get why there's speculation. Totally get it. And it's amazing, though, in my circle of people, people are like, Sipple, you're worrying about, what are you worried? He ain't going there. He's not even, he wouldn't take the job. Ah.
Really?
I don't know about that. Like, it's Pat Kraft is a friend, a personal friend of his.
He went to school there. Pennsylvania.
The lures. That's a heavy lure. It's annoying. You're right.
It's going to be annoying, but interesting. And especially if Nebraska were to beat Penn State on the road.
Nebraska, I thought about this today, or last night was like, they have an incredible path and not a ridiculous path to get to the playoffs.
No.
Not ridiculous.
Your tough game became not as tough anymore.
If they beat Maryland and Minnesota, I'll start really thinking about that.
I mean, just think about it. You have USC at home. Mm-hmm. You go to Penn State. When you watch that game, it's like, we can't beat Penn State. And not so much can you not beat them. They'll have, most likely, odds are high, they'll have 3 losses and be checked out.
Yeah.
Because right. with 3 losses and a loss to a team is
bad UCLA team.
At the best, UCLA can be what? 4-8?
Yes.
So they're out.
And Nebraska does have some guys. Like, they're not.
Yeah. So,
they have some guys now.
But their path is so clear. And
it's
clear. And it got better. They're going to play USC in November here. They're going to play at Penn State. We think, we can't. That one's brutal. No, it's not.
At Iowa at home.
It's a hell of a good path.
Yeah. Very good path.
The spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.